You're listening to The Breakfast Buzz.
On demand.
All right, sitting on the bus with Dan and Shay. You guys, it is good to be you guys right now.
Oh, man, it feels good. It feels good to be in an air-conditioned room, actually. Yeah. It's nice. Yeah, outside is like a million degrees. My shoes were literally melting to the pavement out there. It was like, it's crazy.
Yeah, so welcome awesome. To Phoenix in the summer. I am so proud of you guys. You guys have come so far just watching your career, and then obviously you have a smash with Tequila, and then Speechless, you follow up Tequila with Speechless. You guys can do no wrong right now. You know that, right?
Thank you. Thank you. Tell it to our wives when we forget to make the bed or something, or forget to empty the dishwasher. No, it's been an incredible journey, and you guys have been there since the very beginning. I think literally one of our first shows we ever played was the 8-Man Jam. 2014 it was. I mean, we just put out our first single, 19 You and Me, and a fan came up to us today with a picture of that, and we looked a lot younger, and I was wearing this jean vest that I wore literally every day, and I saw it, and I was like, I probably shouldn't have wore that jean vest. Yeah, denim vest, but it's all good. You make choices, and you pay for them 4 years later when you see somebody come to a meet and greet with a picture.
Are you going
to
say the same thing about the hair in 2 or 3 years? Because
absolutely.
I like to think it's not getting longer, it's getting more awesome.
Thank you for saying that, man. And the heat is
complains about something. I'm like, no, it's just getting more awesome, babe. Give us some time.
Definitely, it's never getting longer, you know. But the heat is absolutely insane. It's making my hair like full Bruno Mars mode. This is like the worst time of year to grow your hair. I mean, middle of the summer when it comes around winter in Nashville and it's 30 degrees, I'll be like, see, I told you it was a good idea.
There you go. But if you keep going though, then like by the time that you do want to have long hair, it's going to be there.
It's true.
You kind of have to, you know. You got to go through this phase, you know.
Yeah. So 4 years ago, you guys playing Camel's 8-Man Jam, first single on the radio. 4 years from now, where do you think you guys are going to be? Or where do you want to be?
Oh, man. I mean, hopefully still doing this. It's incredible. You know, we've had such great support from country radio and the fans. I mean, it's just since day one, our fans have been in our corner, you know, rooting for us. And we won our first award this year, and it was fan voted. And that was really, really cool. We're nominated for a few more fan voted awards right now. So it's just a testament to, you know, country radio and the fans and the people just being in our corner since day one. It's, you know, it's been a fast rise, but we've been on the road 300 days a year. I mean, we've been working our tails off, and it feels good to be tasting some success and a lot of tequila. Actually, I'm kind of glad like we've moved on to a new single, because literally every interview is like, you got a single called Tequila, we should do 10 shots.
Oh,
yeah, my liver is like, thank God for Speechless. So but it's a fun ride, and you know, we never stop writing songs, we never stop appreciating what got us here in the first place. So hopefully still rocking, and we'll come back here in the fall, I think, next time.
You know, yeah, we're
gonna
please do.
I saw September on the books, and I was like, it's going to be perfect. But no, it's 105.
No. Welcome to Phoenix. It's where it's summer and then like summer light, kind of.
There you go.
Now, you guys doing a lot of writing. Final question. You've written so many songs. What's one song you wish you would have written that you didn't?
Oh, man. There's so many songs that I wish that I would have written. Just saying, you know, we're out with Rascal Flatts right now. There's a song called What Hurts the Most that is, like, obviously one of the biggest songs ever. I wish that I would have wrote that song. Just because it was massive. I don't know. No other reason than it would have made me a lot of money, I guess. No. And it's one of the best well-written songs that I've ever heard. So, yeah.
There's so many good songs. I think a song that Bonnie Raitt, I Can't Make You Love Me.
Oh, like, my gosh,
the
yes.
greatest song ever. Or Miranda Lambert, House That Built Me. I think that was maybe Tom Douglas and Alan Shamblin who wrote that song. I mean, like, the most crushed. When I hit the dog line, my favorite dog is Barrett. It kills me. I'm tearing up thinking about it. Yeah, it's a great song.
Dan and Shay, continued success. You guys are simply amazing. So much fun. We cannot wait to see you hit the stage tonight right before Rascal Flatts.
It was quoted earlier today on the show. Jay from Rascal Flatts said that the reason you guys are leaving the tour is because Shay has to go to the North Pole and make presents.
He's been telling that joke for the last 7 months. Yeah. He has no new material, you know? That's why we got to write it for him, so...
Get some
Boom.
Material.
Boom.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Listen to The Breakfast Buzz.
People, listen up.
Listen up, all right?
Weekdays starting at 5:30 on the new Camel at 107.9.